We're living in unprecedented times with the cost of inflation, cost of gas prices. Did the council give consideration to that?
What the council knew this year is that if we were going to not get behind, we need to go ahead and go with that CPI. Mm-hmm. You know, we're seeing materials right now we're buying in the water department, Heather, where we were paying $4, $5, $6 a foot for a certain pipe, $16, $17, $18. That pipe, cost of pipe has tripled on us. And as you see, anywhere you drive around town, we got a lot of pipe going in the ground. You know, Dyer Street project to Hickory Street and all over town, there's stuff going in the ground. And it's not cheap anymore for us, and we don't like that. But if we don't maintain what is set by that ordinance, then we're going to get back behind again.
You talked about the need to catch up. Is there a date circled on the calendar when we will officially catch up?
In sewer, we're in good shape now on the water as far as our structures, you know, and the water side cash flowing. On the sewer side, it's been operating at a deficit for many years. What the council did the other night on the sewer side is they put the 7.4 on it, but they also added 5% on sewer. They put together, the council did and approved the other night, a 10-year plan to add 5% plus that CPI. Our sewer deficit right now is operating at about a 24% deficit on the sewer side. Mm-hmm. So rather than try to raise sewer rates all one time, we want to – there's a bond issue we have out there right now on some sewer improvements that when that goes away, I think it goes away in 24. The engineers are projecting us to be close to a 50% deficit if we don't raise our rates. So by putting it up 5% on top of the CPI on the sewer, in 10 years we can be caught up. And our water will be flush and our sewer will be flush.
Clarify that for me. Will this be an annual increase of 5%?
On the sewer, yes. On the sewer, it will be plus that CPI. And I'm hoping this year that was 7.4. I hope next year it goes back down to that 1% or 2% like it's been for the last few years. But the sewer has been operating at a deficit for many, many years and supported by the water. And so when we get both of those systems operating flush, that's going to give us ability to, you know, maintain that level of service we've got now and then hopefully be able to expand it without being in the hole at that time.
Mayor, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.